morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you. Thank you for tuning in. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Oh, it is Friday indeed. TGIF, what do you have planned for this weekend? It's really cool outside. If you're going anywhere this morning, I encourage you to bundle up, maybe in layers today. Temperature currently here at the KSLM studio, 33 degrees, warming only up to about 55 degrees. Clouds in the sky. Moving through the weekend, the highest it will be on Sunday is only 52 degrees, overnight low 27. So we're moving into that season of fall for sure. And it's okay. I've got my sweatshirt on. And today is casual Friday for me. I've got my jeans and my sweatshirt and happen to be wearing my Life Runners sweatshirt today, which I love wearing this shirt. It's kind of like wearing a Trump gear, you know, when you're out and about. If you have a Trump mega hat or a sweatshirt or something on your car, you know, people kind of turn and look at you and go, mm-hmm. And when I wear my Life Runners jersey or sweatshirt, it's kind of the same thing because on the back it says, remember the unborn. And it has a beautiful cross on the front with a dove. And it just is just a constant billboard and reminder that we need to remember those in the womb and protect them and stand up for life. And Life Runners, we've had them on, Dr. Pat Castle on the show a few times. And it's a wonderful international organization, and it's not just for people who run. In fact, Pat assures me I'm not a runner. I'm a walker, and we're billboards longer, and it's fun to wear the gear. And so today I'm wearing my sweatshirt, and we're going to continue the journey. Yesterday we had fun. Cynthia and I went over to Silverton, and we took some pictures of the voting, where you vote in Silverton and along Silverton Road. And we're going to take some more pictures of the voting boxes, and we're going to add all of that information to our Facebook page. And we've just added to our website. So you can go to kslm.news, and there's like an election link there, election resources, where you can quickly in one page go and track your vote. We've got the voter's guide from Oregon Right to Life. We've got all kinds of really good resources there, and we're going to be adding to our Facebook page where you drop off your ballot. And so that's the big push. And to add one more fun element to that, we're going to kick off next week, starting on Monday. Everybody that drops off their ballot, when you drop off your ballot, snap a picture and do a timestamp. And then if you think about it, put it on Facebook. I voted today. Put it on, tag us in your Facebook page. We want to see all your beautiful smiles and stay as connected as we can and encouraging one another to vote and document the fact that we did so and just get that momentum started, because we really are friends at a tipping point. We are at a tipping point, and I am a firm believer that the remnant, those of us that stay strong, can influence culture and influence our friends and family for good. And it's interesting, as you know, I've played before John Maxwell in Maxwell Minute, and he is someone that I've stood under his training and teaching and my coaching work that I've done, and I'm a firm believer that he is a great leader to follow, and he helps people in their leadership skills. And I want to play this for you this morning. Listen to this.
Malcolm Gladwell, who is an incredible writer, wonderful friend, talks about the tipping point, the 10% that you need to move in a certain direction to begin to tip over or begin to move the other 90% in the same direction. Now, we use that phrase tipping point as we work in our nonprofit organizations on helping to transform nations. Our goal is, when we go in to teach roundtables and values in roundtables, is to get to 10% of that nation, having them sitting around in small groups discussing values, accepting, adopting values, practicing, living out values. And we know that if we can get 10% of them in roundtables really living out those values, that we can begin to influence the other 90% to have those same values. That's the tipping point. What I would like to say to you is that mass movements don't begin with a mass. They begin with a few. Malcolm Gladwell says 10%. So look at something that you want to move. Look at something that you would like to accomplish and ask yourself, what's the tipping point? Find it and then go for it. Tip it over. Make the change that you want to make. You don't have to get everybody on board, just 10%. And then look and see what happens. Thanks for being with me today on Minute with Maxwell.
Great motivation and inspiration from John Maxwell this morning, reminding us that we can have influence on those around us. And I think the tipping point, you know, I kind of got a chuckle this morning watching that video because, you know, I lived for many, many years in South Dakota. And one of the very first experiences I got with my family there in South Dakota is we got to take Stacy out cow tipping. If anybody is cow tipped, you know what that experience is like. And so tipping point this morning, you and I can be influencers in our circles. We can help influence and let people know where we stand and why we stand for what we're standing and what we're doing. And I think it's important that we continue the conversation this morning in regards to influencing our culture for a culture of life, liberty, and a pursuit of happiness. Now, I'm curious, and I threw this out on Facebook this morning. I'm curious of what your thoughts were last night of the debate. Did you watch the debate? You know, I wondered, you know, should I, after the last time, and I was so stirred up, you know, and I can't just, it's like a football game. You know, I can't just sit there and watch and stay quiet. In fact, even last night, Terry was giving me a little grief about being so verbal, you know, this ain't church, you know, because I participate. I don't know how you are if you talk to your television screen, and that's kind of how I do it. It's like, amen, yes, oh no, not that, you know, and I'm curious to hear from you and what your thoughts were on the debate. And I threw that out on Facebook, and I've already got a few of you telling me your thoughts on the debate. Let me read through some of these. I said, what was your thoughts of the debate last night? And Molly shared, Biden said Trump was killing people with China virus. Well, Biden will with abortions, and I don't approve of all U.S. lockdowns and the environmentalist comments. That's good. Very good insight, Molly. And then Ben shared, that tone suits Trump well. 4 years of that, Trump, and there wouldn't be a debate about his reelection. And I think he's commenting as to how presidential Trump was in this debate compared to the previous debate. And I think the way that the moderator set it up and the way the commission set it up worked well. And I do want to say and compliment the moderator and how she handled it and how respectful the candidates were. And it is interesting. I think one of those times I talked back, I got a little frustrated in that the moderator seemed to cut down Trump or interrupt him and say, okay, that's enough. And he would kind of talk over a little bit, and then he would just kind of back off. And then Biden would jump in, and she would not do the same to him when she was really wanting to move on to the next subject. And I guess they've counted like over 100 times she interrupted Trump and just a few times Biden. And I think that part was kind of interesting. I would love to hear your thoughts this morning. This is Friday. It's kind of random Friday. Right now I'm in the studio by myself. I've got someone coming in here shortly, and then we're going to next hour have a candidate join the conversation by phone. And so if you'd like to join in the conversation this morning, kind of give me your thoughts, your input. Do you think it moved people? Do you think the unaffiliated or non-affiliated voters, those on the fence, those Democrats who are looking for something better than what Biden has to offer, do you think it moved them at all? Have you talked to any of your friends and family? What were their insights? Give us a call, 503-589-1220. Here is something interesting, too. And I thought this was a part of the debate last night. You're the big man. Trump accuses Biden of benefiting financially from Hunter's foreign business dealings. And I thought it was pretty interesting how he kept, President Trump kept putting that into the conversation. And Biden just kept denying it. And I did, personally, I thought that was very interesting. Now, this article says, President Trump knocked former Vice President Joe Biden during the final presidential debate over recent news stories tying him to his son Hunter's business dealings in Ukraine. You're the big man, I think, Trump told Biden Thursday night on the debate stage in Nashville, Tennessee. Your son said we have to give 10% to the big man, Joe. What's that all about? It's terrible. All of the emails, the horrible emails of the kind of money that you were raking in, you and your family. I think you owe an explanation to the American people, Trump added in reference to the several reports suggesting the possibility of impropriety with Hunter Biden's foreign business and allegations Joe Biden was involved. The big man comment was an apparent reference to an email obtained by the New York Post that appears to show communication between Hunter Biden and an associate of a consulting firm discussing a Shanghai-based energy conglomerate. Now, the email outlined a provisional agreement under which 80% of the shares in the new company would be dispersed equally among four, including H, which allegedly refers to Hunter Biden. The email also says 10 to be held by H for the big guy. So these are things that certainly are brewing right now nationally. And my question to you is, how does that affect you and I? Well, on a national level, you know, these things that they discussed include last night. I was so shocked about the comment that he had made in regards to fracking. I don't know, maybe you have not seen, but I've seen the video out there. In fact, I think I shared it already this morning on Facebook that he said he's going to get rid of fracking. Yes, Vice President Joe Biden has said publicly they're going to get rid of fracking. And then he talks about how he wants to get rid of the oil companies because of the pollution and all of those things. You know, that affects, I know several people that work either directly or indirectly in oil and gas, and that's going to tremendously affect our nation, a lot of families economically. And then this morning, as I'm reviewing articles and things, I find out that our Senator Merkley stood up and said that he would like to get rid of gasoline-run cars by like 2035. That's like 15 years from now. We're going to get rid of cars as we know it. I just can't even fathom what our communities would look like and how that would even work. We don't even have the infrastructure to allow that to even happen. And that's how it affects us. This ripple down effect and who we're electing into these positions really do make a big difference. We have a responsibility to make sure that we get the right people in that hold our values. We are at that tipping point. And I'm just curious, if you're a non-affiliated voter today, or maybe you're a Republican and you just haven't shown up because you felt overwhelmed in a blue state, my vote doesn't count. I'd like to hear from you this morning. I'd like to have that conversation with you to say where you're at, or maybe someone in your family, maybe you know them and you're trying to talk to them about the facts and you're having some difficulty. You want to talk about that this morning? I encourage you to give me a call, 503-589-1220. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use on this Friday and every day. We're having Random Friday. Join the conversation, 503-589-1220. We'll be back after this. Good morning, Salem. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. Thank you for tuning in on this Friday. Yes, TGIF. Of course, during a pandemic, it kind of changes it a little bit, right? Because some people, in fact, I'm curious to know the numbers, several people still working from home, kind of their new normal, working from home and also trying to teach kids schooling. And there's a stir going on right now with the schooling. And if you looked at the headlines at the Statesman Journal, we'll get into that here in a little bit. It says that Governor Brown is kind of reevaluating going back to, you know, getting kids back to school. I thought that was an interesting headline. We'll get into that a little bit, but I also want to share with you, I've just got this notice, and I think it's good to know, and it's important with the wildfires and the pandemic and all of that. I think it's important that we continue to do what we can do to help our community. And one of that is donating blood. And I've been someone who's donated blood ever since I was 17 or 18 and first able to. And I think it's important. And there's a blood drive today. If you're in the Staten area, there's a blood drive at the Santiam Hospital today from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And it says every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. And so that's something that for good that we can do today to participate and help our community. And there's lots of community events coming right around the corner. We'll get into that here in a little bit as well. We're continuing the conversation. And one of the things that I had said on Facebook, and I'm curious to know, is your thoughts about the debate last night. If you think it had any influence on your decision, or anybody that you know that's hanging on the fence, we've opened up the phone lines, and I'm excited to say good morning to you, Art. How are you today?
Good morning, Stacey Ann. First, I want to say a couple things.
Sure.
Number one, I want you to know, and I listen to a lot of radio, you are doing a fantastic job. And Salem is a much better place because you came here. And thank you for all the things that you do. And I know you're doing a lot. And so I just wanted to state that because you need to know that. And I think there's a lot of people out there that really appreciate you for what you're doing.
Thank you, Art.
I do want to make another comment. I miss Terry. I like to hear him on at least once a week.
Okay.
Because we know behind every good man is a good woman.
That's right.
Behind every good woman is a good man. And you and Terry are a fantastic couple. And so please try to get him in as, at least once a week if you can, because that combination just enhances your radio show.
Well, I think that's a great feedback, and we'll get Terry back in there, the Harley man, back in here real soon. How's that?
Well, that's fantastic. I was hoping that he wasn't under the weather and stuff because, you know, you guys have been doing a lot of traveling and stuff, so hopefully he is well.
He's doing well. He's the Harley man, so he's been really busy, but we'll schedule a time real soon, Art. Thank you for that feedback. That's awesome.
That's fantastic. Now, on to the debate last night. Trump did a great job. I listened to the whole thing, and obviously Vice President Biden is a part of the deep state, and what's wrong with, our country? And, of course, we know there's a lot of Democrats in this state who are doing the same kind of garbage. And Oregon obviously can't grow and prosper with the lousy job that the Democrats are doing in positions of power. So I think Trump won. I wanted to repeat something that I did. Everybody needs to get out and vote.
Yes.
This is the most important election in my lifetime, and I'm 64 years old, and I've watched a lot of elections, and it is the most important. Our country and growing and prospering is at stake here. Also, Stacey, you were talking about Kate Brown and reopening the state. Well, it came out this morning, that they have okayed the treatment that Trump had when he got COVID.
Oh, good.
And so, yes. And so, you know what? See how fast Trump recovered from this virus, and we need to get our state back opened and running normally, and let's hope that Kate doesn't ban this treatment like she did hydrochloroquine and zinc, and let's get this state back open, because we cannot keep this garbage up.
Now, Art, I want to ask you a question about the debate last night, because I thought this was clear a difference between the candidates when we were talking about opening up, opening back our economy, opening up the schools. It was clear to me that Trump made a good case, and Biden just kind of laughed and scoffed and tried to feed into the fear. I wondered if you noticed the difference.
Oh, absolutely, Stacey. And let me tell you, okay, my mother died by getting sick, and she had Alzheimer's and dementia, and she had COPD, okay? And, you know, it was a shame, but it's a part of life. And most of the people dying have underlying conditions, and we need to protect those vulnerable people. But we see and we know that 99.9% of the people,
yes,
even if they get it, are going to be all right. And so the time has come to, quote, unquote, stop the BS. You know, we've had the flu bug forever, and lots of people die every year, unfortunately. This virus is here. Some people are going to pass away for it. But, Stacey, we cannot do what we're continuously doing to
That's
this
so
country
true.
And our state.
That's true. Very true, Art. Thank you for joining the conversation this morning, and thank you for the
God
compliment.
Bless you, Stacey Ann.
You have a wonderful weekend, and we'll
you
talk
too.
To you soon, all right? You're listening
Bye-bye.
To Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Interested to hear your feedback on the debate last night. You know, do you think it's moving people in a direction towards President Trump? Or are they staying with Biden? What's your thoughts? Join the conversation, 503-589-1220. We'll be back after this. Good morning, Salem. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann, hanging out with you on this Friday. It's Random Friday, although I do have a few things I like to talk about and get covered today. But we're enjoying a wonderful conversation. If you want to join in today, 503-589-1220. I also posted up on our Facebook page your thoughts. Give us your thoughts on the debate last night. We're talking about that a little bit this morning. And I'm wondering if it's going to persuade people one way or the other. And for me, certainly it reaffirmed. I think it just was solid on the base for Trump. And I thought he looked really presidential. I thought he was very respectful to the moderator. I thought the moderator did a phenomenal job compared to Chris Wallace, who is a seasoned moderator and journalist. And she did a really good job, and I was proud of her. And I'm excited to see what the next few days are going to look like as we're truly at a tipping point. Of course, earlier in the show, I talked about that, and we played a little clip from our friend John Maxwell, and I want to play this clip because I think it's very instrumental. Coming up this weekend, Sunday, is a day of Franklin Graham is calling for a day of prayer and a day of fasting. And our friend Sean Foyt, who did a wonderful Let Us Worship time here in Salem along the waterfront, if you participated in that, he too is joining in this weekend in D.C. There's a huge rally going on D.C. right there. And I think it's important that we do our part to join in prayer and fasting. And I love this little clip. It's not very long, from Franklin Graham, reminding us how important it is to vote. So I'm going to play it. I'm going to try to play it here. Here we go.
Please do. Hello, this is Franklin Graham. Have you voted? If you haven't, please do. This is a great opportunity. We could all be a part of deciding the future of our country. But pray before you vote. Ask God to give you wisdom as who you should vote for. You see, there are two different visions for the future of our country, two opposite visions. So pray that God would give you the right choice.
great reminder that we need to vote our values. We need to ask for divine inspiration and certainly pray. And I think what's critical too, not just for November 3rd, but through November 4th, the day after, I think is going to be the true vision of what's going on in our country. And I know there's a lot of apprehension and there's a lot of folks that are a little concerned about what happens the day after. And we know certainly in Pennsylvania, if you've been following the national headlines and the Supreme Court decision, they're going to allow votes to be counted 3 days even after the November 3rd, for most of us, the deadline. And here in our state, doing a kind of a check-in with the process, you know, if you drop off your ballot, say you drop it off today, and they get it into the county clerks, what they're doing is they're just receiving them. They're not counting them yet, but they're verifying that the signatures line up and all of those kinds of things. So there's a process there. And I'm encouraging everybody to do what they can do to get their ballot done. In fact, make it a priority this weekend. If you have not already filled it out and got it in, I encourage you to fill it out, seal it up, sign it, and get it dropped off at one of the approved drop-off locations. Now, yesterday, a couple places we went to, Cynthia and I, Silverton Road, and then in Silverton, we're going to document this on our Facebook page and let you know where the official places are so no one's confused. And I certainly encourage you not to put it back in the mail. I don't know what your situation is. Maybe that's the best way for you, but certainly there's a couple reasons. Making sure that it's hand-delivered in the clerk's office right there in the drop-off box. I encourage you to take a picture of you dropping it off. It also, at that time, it kind of date stamps it. I've dropped off my ballot in the official box, right? And then post your picture on Facebook. I voted and I dropped it off. And we want to see that momentum and we want to influence social media with everybody voting, like everybody's doing it. This is a thing going on. And from your pictures posted and tagged KSLM Radio on that, we're going to give a little prize. I'm kind of excited about this too, which I'll tell a little bit more on Monday. But we've got some neat things to encourage each and every one of us to do our part and celebrate one another. And of course, November 3rd will be here before we know it. So as we continue the conversation this morning, I also want to note there's some community events going on. And I thank those of you that are getting in the information to us, like the blood drive this morning and things going on around. If you know community meetings, every Tuesday morning at 8:30 is the Kaiser Chamber. They do the meeting, greeter meeting every Tuesday morning. So if that's something that you're interested in, you want to put that on your calendar. As well as coming up on November 1st is a golf-a-thon. Yes, Kicking Cancer is having a golf-a-thon at Top Golf, and it's a fundraiser for Kicking Cancer. And you know, a lot of our nonprofits have been particularly challenged in fundraising during the pandemic. People's incomes have been affected. It's been tough for so many to get out there and do the normal things that they do in these nonprofits, and yet the demand for services have not decreased. In fact, I know about 6 people in the last 2 weeks who've had a diagnosis of some sort of cancer. It is affecting a lot of us, and in fact, COVID-19 and the medical attention by so many have been put off. And now as we get back into our regular routine doctor appointments, these are things that are popping up all over. And it is a little concerning to me. And I think we can do our part by making sure we're with and supporting those that have been affected and are contending with cancer. So if you're interested in being a part of Team Stacey Ann and supporting me as I try to hit 100 golf balls, I'm not sure. I think it'll be an interesting experience on November 1st at Top Golf on behalf of Kicking Cancer. You can certainly go to kicking-cancer.org/golfathon, and there's a little form you can say I'm on Team Stacey Ann, and I appreciate your efforts there. Also, our friends at Hope Pregnancy Center, they're going to be doing an annual dessert. They're doing it a little differently with COVID-19. They're going to do it as a kind of an online celebration, and they're going to send links out where you can watch. And I love this. I love this idea, and I've done this before when I worked in pregnancy center work. We do what's called like a friend raiser, where you have some friends over and and you find out a little more about the Pregnancy Center and have dessert. And so if you want to get involved with them, I encourage you to get a hold of Beth, beth@hopeforsalem.org. And hopefully we'll have a time soon where Beth can come on the air and talk to us a little bit about what they've been doing. I know they've added a pregnancy, kind of a parenting class element to what they do to support the families there that come into the center. And I'm excited to learn a little bit more about that. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, and I'm encouraging you, if you have something going on in your community, your nonprofit organization, that you certainly let us know. Send me an email, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at kslm.news, or you can send us a message on Facebook as well. And you can join the conversation this morning, 503-589-1220. If you have some feedback on last night's debate, or maybe random, you want to talk about something else, we certainly will invite you to be a part of the conversation. I know right around the corner, literally right around the corner, dropping by the studio this morning is our friend Josh. And Josh, look at you. You're bringing in some coffee and you've got your little mini you with you. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great.
Thank you for joining. I'm excited to hear a little more about what you thought of last night and the presidential debate. Certainly, Josh, as we talk about the next few days, we're on the cutting edge. We're on that tipping point. That's so in particularly. It's on edge. It's kind of like, you know, in the last, I know Sean Hannity always talks about the football analogy, you know, you're at the line, you know, and you're ready to get that touchdown, and I can't do it as well as Sean Hannity, but that's kind of where it feels like, you know, all that anxiousness and are we going to get that touchdown, you know, we're right there right now. And we had an opportunity to hang out with you last night and watch the debate. That was fun. And I'm curious, what are your thoughts the next day after that debate?
So last night, how Trump kind of handled himself and how the whole thing went, I really think he kind of put the nail in the coffin and sealed the fate for 2024. I feel really good about it. He demonstrated he can handle his composure, all the things that people say that he does and how uncontrolled he is and everything else. I think he really handled himself and he really brought home a lot of key points. And so it solidified to me that I think anybody that's on the fence right now, I think he kind of won him over last night, especially with Stuttering Joe. I mean, it's just no comparison. I think a lot of his brain farts were kind of coming out.
It was interesting watching that because I've heard a lot of the commentators say, and certainly the conservative talk hosts talk about, if Trump would just back out of the way, Joe would implode. And to think 2 minutes of Joe talking consistently is difficult for him.
Well, and you would hear he would use filler words. So he would never actually get his point across. If you notice and go back and look at it, he would say things like, well, the fact and the matter is, and if you do this, and he would just say things that really was never even saying anything and never quite resolving his point.
You know? And an interesting thing in my experience of working with people who have had dementia and maybe memory types of conflicts in their thinking, they resort to a lot of, when I was a kid, my mother did blah, 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 and telling stories from when you're young. And I'm thinking, you're in your 70s, and how does that relate to me right here in 2020, you know, when he would go back to those things? And so to me, clearly, that was an indication of some inconsistency. And again, the compassion side of me says, wow, why are they putting him forward? Why are they doing this to him? You know, that compassion side of me. So
desperation.
It's something. Oh, my goodness. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. So glad to have Josh stopping by. We're going to continue the conversation. You're welcome to join. 503-589-1220.
Give Reliable, us a call.
Yes, Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Good morning to you. Thank you for tuning in to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. together on this Friday, Random Friday, taking your phone calls. We've got people stopping by the studio. It's a fun morning. Josh, thank you for tuning in this morning. And I'm curious, tell us a little bit of your thoughts on what were some of the points you thought were so outstanding last night.
So I think the key point that kind of brought it home for me yesterday or last night with the debate was when Trump was saying, listen, guys, listen, Joe, you know, you're a politician. You've been in the office for 47 years and you haven't done anything. You are the problem. He, because you can't argue with that. He legitimately is the problem. So anybody that has any qualms about how the country is or in what condition we are or anything like that, that's Joe Biden. He is the one that's been contributing to that. He's the one that's been in public office for that for 47 years.
Right.
And has been a part of a lot of that legislation and a lot of that, quote, progress that has happened. So if anybody is not happy with the way things are, you can't vote for somebody who has been a part of that. It just doesn't. That completely, I think, took everything away from him and really kind of solidified. And Trump kind of went back to his roots of where he was at, why I liked him in 2015 when he was, you know, campaigning. It's like, listen, guys, I'm not a politician. We all have to remember that. You know, he's not a politician. He hasn't been a politician. He's just been a businessman. And that's why we had a booming economy. And that's why we had record unemployment. And that's why we have all of these great things that were happening prior to COVID. And I think COVID's, you know, we're going to leave COVID in the dust too here real soon. So I think there's a lot of pressure to try to get rid of all that and open the schools back up.
And part of that being a politician is the fact versus being a businessman and not being a politician. Politicians don't like it when you talk about hope and getting better because they stay in their swamp by continuing to throw out fear and speculation.
That's their currency.
When you start doing facts and records and things like that, they can't handle it. Now, let's remind everybody, during this 3.5 years that Trump has gotten things done and accomplished things, he's been in with increased opposition, not only from the Democrats, but a lot of Republicans who didn't trust him because of all the speculation that the Democrats were talking about. All of that has been cleared up.
And the Republicans are also politicians as well.
Right.
And everybody knows about politicians is they go whichever way the wind blows. And so, you know, when you say or see that there's these Republicans that are like, oh, they're anti-Trumpers and everything else, that's because that they haven't had enough political pressure in order to sway their position. And they're getting brownie points or getting paid on the side to say that and kind of stir up the party and stir up, you know, the opposition.
In talking about pressure, I want to remind Oregonians today, be sure to send our senators an email to say, you know, vote on Monday for our new Supreme Court Justice, Amy Coney Barrett. It is important that you send them a note and have them respond to you. And if we overwhelm their emails and their contact forms on their websites, I think that's something else that we can do. And get their canned response, again, showing how out of touch they are with us here in Oregon.
Absolutely. And we can make a difference, and you can make a difference.
Now, I'm curious, have you voted already?
Of course I have.
And you've dropped it off?
Not yet.
Okay, so you've gone through the whole thing. I know we don't have a lot of time here, but one of the things, Josh, maybe the first part of next hour, if you can stay with us a little bit, we're going to have a candidate call in. But I want to talk about some of the issues on the ballot.
Okay.
And how you sorted through some of those issues,
sure.
Because I think folks are a little confused. I know I am on some of the issues, and I'm like, I haven't heard anything about this. What is it? And also on some of the judges and things, what people are doing. So I want to talk to you a little bit about that. Josh, when you looked at your ballot and when you got it in the mail, were you excited or were you a little nervous about getting that back in? Talk to me a little bit about voting, because all you know is voting by mail, right?
Yeah, that's all we know. I was really excited about it. Is this your first time voting by mail?
Oh, other than the primary, for official, yes.
Yeah,
it's kind of different.
A little different, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But it's cool because you get to take your time. You're not under pressure. You know, they give you that pamphlet to kind of read about your candidate, of who you're voting for and what they stand for. The measures have a pretty good explanation that you can take the time if you want to do some research and kind of see what it is. I know last, in 2016, they had a measure on there that it was really confusing how they worded it. It was like it was a double negative. So if you don't vote for this, this will happen or something. It was really worded out weird. So really being able to take the time and kind of reading through what you're looking for and, you know, just kind of studying the values of what that measure is.
We'll be talking a little bit at the first of the hour. Bill Post, Representative Bill Post, has put out his thoughts on each of the candidates that he's getting behind and also the issues. And I think that's a good guide, too. And we'll talk a little bit about that. And also on our website, Josh, I don't know if you knew this or not, but on our website, we just added election resources so you can track your vote. So when you drop it off, you can keep track of it. That's pretty exciting. And it has also the Oregon Right to Life, who they're endorsing, and some other resources there for our election as we move through the next couple weeks. Now, Josh, you're pretty connected to friends and family and certainly probably classmates and things. Do you get a sense that there's people jumping on the Trump train that never have before?
I think personally that in my experience, there's still a lot of people that just they're any Trump supporter, any mention of Trump, anything Trump, they are running and they're still scared, especially around here that. Yeah, there's the loud and proud people like you and me, and there's a great group of people. But I legitimately think that there's a lot of supporters out there that just they're never going to say anything about it.
It's the silent majority, I
Correct.
Think. And because of the bullying and the trouble that folks have, I heard back in Arkansas, one of my friends on Facebook, I know her, I've known her for a few years, she and her husband woke up to a fire in their kitchen. Someone had put paper towels on their stove and started their stove on fire. The back door was wide open. And she said she has signs in her front yard. And it's like this kind of bullying and this kind of stuff going on is real. It's happening. And yet we got to be courageous. We got to stand firm. And we got to do our part, right?
Yep. And I think it's very important. You know, you got nothing to lose at this point. We're very close to the end of the election cycle. However, I think the real battle is going to begin following November 3rd. Between November 3rd and January 20th, I think is going to get really interesting. The Democrats have already talked about contesting the election. They've already talked about that they're not going to concede and they're going to let every vote count and do this. And I think they're going to drag it on just like they drug on the 2 weeks for the COVID shutdown. They have the formula. They have the ability to do that. And I think that that's something that we as Oregonians and we as Americans should definitely be prepared for.
Well, the vaccination against that is turning out and having, if we have a wonderful turnout this election, voting for our candidates, they can try whatever.
Absolutely.
But if we turn out and it's overwhelmingly popular and electoral, you know, what can they do about that, right?
Absolutely.
You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio KSLM. We're going to be going into hour two and excited to bring on the line a candidate, Lynn County, running for the very first time. I'm excited to introduce you to her. We'll be back after this. Josh, will you stay in the studio and continue the conversation?
Absolutely. We are here
till
9.
Okay. Well, you're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio. We'll be back after this.